After being spared the worst of the coronavirus pandemic during the early months, cases are now surging in the Ohio Valley. As Aaron Payne reports, public health officials are sounding the alarm as the public works to adopt practices to slow the spread.
Thank you.
It's a quiet scene at the community farmers market in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Vendors and shoppers are wearing face coverings, distancing, and taking other precautions to avoid spreading coronavirus. Market manager Susan Worrell says their first days under the state's recent mask mandate were an adjustment, but shoppers have been understanding.
We had just a couple of people that came without masks, and I just stopped them and explained that we were, even outside, we need to follow the executive order, and offered the mask, and they put the mask on and shopped at the market.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear's order to mandate masks in public places is one of the latest moves to reverse the recent trend of rising case numbers after the state started to reopen. Worrell says she understands that public health orders have been politically divisive, but she's prepared to enforce them for the sake of the local farmers and local food supply.
We need to do what we need to do to stay open.
Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia have seen a surge in cases in July. This has led to some grim milestones. Ohio recently topped 3,000 deaths, Kentucky passed 20,000 total COVID-19 cases, and West Virginia reached its 100th fatality. The data has public health officials and community leaders rethinking what reopening the Ohio Valley looks like and what we can do to reverse the rising numbers. Dr. Gerald Kirsch is the director of the Collaborative Research Core at Boston University's National Emerging Infectious Disease Laboratory. He says the rise in cases can partially be attributed to the polarization of science by some local, state, and federal leaders.
We have diminished the reliability of the information, and we've empowered people who don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Kirsch says now reopening will have to be reimagined, especially as schools struggle with how to safely instruct students in the upcoming year. One of the best tools right now to lower case numbers and work toward normalcy is mask wearing. Information about how exactly masks slowed the spread of coronavirus was limited when the pandemic began, but Kirsch says now the science is clear.
It protects you and it protects others, and there's a moral and ethical responsibility to community.
The implementation of mask mandates is a patchwork across the Ohio Valley. Kentucky and West Virginia have both issued orders, with disagreement over who enforces them. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has left mask mandates up to local governments and businesses, with certain exceptions for counties with high rates of spread and exposure. And some city governments have taken action.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Okay, the motion carries and the ordinance is approved.
Last week, the City Council in Athens, Ohio, approved a face covering ordinance that applies to public spaces and where social distancing is not possible. Athens Mayor Steve Patterson says the ordinance is necessary.
I knew since we had gone for roughly 6 weeks with only 3 cases, and then it started creeping up, I kept thinking something needs to be done.
Athens County had 250 confirmed cases of COVID-19 on Friday. In the past 2 weeks, the small rural county has had more confirmed COVID-19 cases than it had during the rest of the pandemic combined, largely driven by cases among people under the age of 29. And shortly after the Athens ordinance, Governor DeWine added Athens County to the list of counties with a mask mandate. Public health officials hope local leaders across the Ohio Valley heed scientific advice and put to use the best tools available to slow the spread of the deadly virus. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Aaron Payne in Athens, Ohio.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.